he's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my
this
lunch.
This is HDN.
On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
It's Wednesday in the Beaver Bank Bunker. This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Hey, catch any of those pictures on social media of the third and final supermoon of the year?
No.
Oh.
I looked up supermoon and I got something completely different.
I know you did.
Then I got off on a tangent and...
That's what the internet is for.
Yeah.
No, big, beautiful moon. Hopefully, if the skies are clear enough, you'll be able to see it again tonight, or at least a glimpse of it.
I did notice last night, though, one of the dogs was itching and wanting to get outside in the middle of the night. I let him out and it was quite light out. I thought that
yeah.
that I had one of the lights. I actually went around the house to see.
Oh, really?
I didn't go outside, but I went, you know, to all the panels just to see yeah. if any of the lights were on. So that must have been the supermoon doing that.
Yeah, we had one in July, August, and in September. Again, this is the third and final one for the year. It's when the moon, I guess, is closest to the Earth and mm-hmm. it appears 30% bigger than normal. And of course, this is a harvest moon as well. So
three supermoons in a row plus the third one being the harvest moon. You know what that means.
What's that mean?
End of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is it. See you later, everybody.
Perfect.
I'm sure that somebody is around doing that. Let's check with Jack Van Impe.
Is that God,
one of his?
Love him.
Is that one of his?
If you've been shopping at Home Depot in the last few months, you might want to cast a glance at your credit card statement.
Oh?
Yeah, Home Depot confirmed Monday that its payment systems were hacked. A data breach that they're thinking affected millions of shoppers who used credit and debit cards at more than 2,000 locations in Canada and the U.S. Now, at this point, they're saying it doesn't look like any PIN numbers were breached. But definitely folks who use the swipe card, you guys will be most impacted by this. And they're thinking swipe card with credit cards were the ones that were particularly tasty to the hackers.
Swipe card, as opposed to using the chip?
The chip card.
And using the tap?
Exactly. Company says actually they're going to be revamping all of their point of sales machines so that basically chip cards will be the way to go.
Now, why is that any safer than the swipe cards?
That's a good question.
I mean, it still has all the information there, and just one's on a chip. That's like saying, we're going with CDs now rather than cassette tapes because it's so much more secure. Really?
Mm.
Is there, like, I mean, it's the same information.
Yeah, I guess basically hackers haven't been able to crack the codes on the chips yet.
You have no idea, do you?
I have no idea. Yeah, but anyway.
You know, the more I think about this, the more I realize Constable Don Jenkins was right. You remember how I looked at him when he said, you know what, you should always just have your transactions, you know, looking at the person, shaking hands, don't do anything online, and be very careful with the information that you give. Cash yeah. is always best. And I'm thinking, okay, old timer. But the more this happens, the more yeah. these numbers and this information is hacked, the more you realize that we're really not all that safe.
Well, certainly not as safe as we would like to think we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this security breach apparently happened right at the store. So, I mean, how many people pay cash for things now? I certainly don't.
Yeah. And you look over your shoulder. Well, maybe somebody's looking at my PIN number yeah. and stuff. Has nothing to do yeah. with that. It's after you've left. They can hack in and get all the information.
Exactly.
The juicy information that you left there. So, other than using cash, there's really no way that you can avoid being caught up in this net
yeah.
if somebody does take a bunch of these numbers.
But Home Depot says if you noticed an anomaly on your credit card statement or your bank statement, well, dating back to around April, they figure the shenanigans started around April. Just let them know, and you will not let your bank know for sure, and you will not be held responsible for those charges.
Got to check my bill.
Oh.
When was the last time you actually checked your bill and you went over it and all your purchases?
What, my credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, very recent, within the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even know how I can get online anymore.
Oh, really?
I forgot what password I gave them. Yes. Then I'll have to go through the whole thing. Yeah, I'm going to
have to
check
that. Well, that's what
happened
to me a couple of weeks ago. I forgot all my password information for my credit card, so called the bank to get it, and they sent me back up again. And then that's when they sent me to security because my card number had been flagged as one that had been potentially compromised. So now I'm sitting and waiting for my new credit card to arrive.
All right, no, I'm going to have to do that.
So we christened the new ferry, the Christopher Stanix, a few months back, and the city apparently planning to buy two more ferries.
You sound like somebody in a small town. Hey, we christened the new ferry that just moved into town.
Yeah, so the city wants to have two new ferries operating in the harbor by 2017, and they need new names. So council apparently getting ready to launch a naming contest. This could come as early as the end of the month, with a timeline being some sort of online voting competition in December. So we'll stay tuned for that and let you know when the voting is open. Hey, remember the Wave was locked up in jail?
Yes. Well, there was a thing around it so people couldn't climb on it, because apparently the signs that say do not climb weren't enough, and so they were climbing on it anyway.
Yeah, it did a bit of damage to it, and so it's been sort of behind bars for most of the summer, but looks like touch-ups to the surface in and around the Wave will be finished up today, and the Wave will reopen to the public tomorrow.
Which means that you now can look at it without having a fence in front of you. That doesn't mean that you can send your kids to go scrambling on it, because it's not a freaking jungle gym. It's a piece of art. So stay the hell off, will you?
Yes.
Oh, that just... Oh, not the kids, but the parents standing right beside the signs. You just want to go up there and just go, excuse me.
You can walk under the Wave. You can walk around the Wave.
Oh, under the Wave's
you
cool.
You can sit under the Wave and have a picnic if you'd like.
Or go under the Wave and stare directly into the Wave and talk. The weird echo. Oh, man, have you done that? You stand under the Wave and you talk, and it comes right back at you. It's really cool.
There's plenty of things to entertain you at the Wave.
Just don't freaking climb on the damn thing. Just like the sign says.
Well, here's an interesting concept whose time has come. Organic beer. Propeller Brewery has announced that they're adding a new beer to their lineup. It's called Propeller Organic Ale. It's actually been certified by the Atlantic Certified Organic, which is a nationally recognized cooperative that, basically makes sure that all the checks and balances are in place, and they are certified organic.
So that's what, like organic hops, organic...
Barley. Yep. Okay. Absolutely. The Propeller Organic Ale will be available starting on Friday, both in the growlers and at bottles, and they're hoping that the NSLC will be picking it up shortly.
If we all go out and buy this, it's going to make a lot more demand for organically grown grains.
Absolutely. So you'd be buying beer for a good cause.
That's right. So the more beer I buy, the more I help out the environment.
There it is.
I'm liking this a lot.
Well, hang on to your cowboy hats, folks. Never guess who's coming to town. Kenny Rogers. Going to be performing at the Halifax, well, I guess we... You have to call it the Scotiabank Center now, because I think they took the signs down. But yes, performing at the Scotiabank Center on November the 21st. He'll be here, and tickets go on sale this Friday. I don't know. Do you think he can fill the Metro Center?
That's sad. I saw him back in the 80s. He and Dolly Parton were touring together.
Yeah.
They filled up the Coliseum in Edmonton for two shows.
Oh, wow.
But that was back when he looked old. Back before he stretched his face, and now he looks like a mannequin. It's getting a little better. I've seen him recently, but you remember when he first got that surgery? People are like, oh my God, he looks like a scene from Brazil.
Yeah, it looks like he's...
There's a reference for you.
It looks like he's backed off a bit. Like, wasn't he doing the Botox and all that stuff?
Oh, no, I think he had the surgery, and they pulled his skin so tight, and, you know, it loosens after a while, I guess. But, yeah, you know what? They put on a pretty good show together. By himself, I'm sure he'll do well.
Well, he's not going to be alone, actually. He's going to have Linda Davis with him as well. And she's had quite the career in Nashville. Big time country music star.
Yeah,
she's
sings with Reba McEntire.
Big duet with Reba McEntire about a decade ago. But
and mother of Hillary Scott.
Yes, from Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
So she's kind of mother of country music royalty. So Kenny Rogers, Linda Davis, Scotiabank Metro Center, or Halifax Metro Center, whatever you want to call it these days.
The Metro Center.
On November the 21st. Hey, just getting word about this as well. This is going to be a ton of fun in February. Hockey fans, take note. The Rogers Hometown Hockey Tour is coming to Cole Harbor. Now, this is something that's going right across Canada, and every weekend, during the 2014-15 NHL season, the Hometown Hockey Tour rolls into a different community with pregame shows with Ron McLean, and he hosts events on site as well.
Well, you know they're going to be in Cole Harbor then, for sure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, are Sydney and Nathan both going to be there?
Don't know about that for sure, but the whole tour includes things like meet and greets with NHL alumni, local right. hockey heroes and celebrities. There's outdoor viewing parties on Saturday night for Hockey Night in Canada and the Sunday games as well. There's a kids zone, interactive experiences with Game Center Live. There's going to be skills and drills competitions. I mean, they make a huge event out of this. Now, all they're saying at this point is that on February the 15th, the tour is rolling into Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia. No other details have been announced as of yet, so we don't know where in Cole Harbour. Now, I would venture a guess it's probably going to be Cole Harbour Place. I mean,
Big leagues. Oh, I see. They're actually doing sports.
Oh, yeah, they're actually doing sports.
I bet you most of the behind-the-scenes stuff is going to be at Big
Yeah,
leagues.
Or Dave Doolittle's, or, yeah.
Trying to think of some of the other cities. Probably they're going to do it in Brantford, Ontario.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, like I said, I've got a...
I'll name the town, and you name the player. Brantford, Ontario.
That's Wayne, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Parry Sound, Ontario.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
That's Bobby Orr.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, Owen Sound is on the list.
A lot of different hockey players came from the Owen Sound area.
Well, some of the other cities that the tour is going to touch down in, Peterborough, Owen Sound, they're going to be in Moncton, Charlottetown, St. John's, Sault Ste. Marie, Thompson, Manitoba, Boischatel, Quebec. I have no idea if I've said that properly.
It worked for me. I love it when you speak French.
Dolal des Ormeaux, Quebec.
Oh, cut it out.
So anyway, we'll find out more about that. And once we get the details on the where's and what for us, it's going to be a huge event. They've got concerts planned. I mean, it's going to be a whole weekend celebration. So
yeah.
Mark off that weekend of February 15th.
Well, for the last couple of podcasts, we've been chatting about Derek Bukok. Mm. Who is making his bicycle trip across our country after going across other countries, and he got into that accident in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
We were wanting to help him out. He was here in Halifax, wanted to get him on the podcast, and he just wrote me saying that he's now in Cape Breton.
Oh, excellent.
Somebody offered him some help, and boy, he took it. And,
perfect.
You know, he's that kind of a guy, onward and upward, but you can still get him on his website if you want to donate some money or mm-hmm. get in touch with him and give him some words of encouragement. It's derricksbiketrip.com. And that's also where you can find out what's going on. Godspeed, Derek. We're yes. wishing you the best.
And you might remember the name Vince Hall. He was a gentleman who wanted to be mayor of Halifax in 2012. Now, threw his hat in the ring, only dropped out about 3 months later. Says now that he's thinking about running in Cape Breton. Now, he says, I'd be lying if I didn't say politics is in my blood. Yeah, I'd say he's anxious for any sort of public office. Says he's indecisive about what to do at this point. Says he's flattered people are remembering what he can do for the community. But he says every Cape Bretoner wants to be home if they can make a living there. So, yes, originally he was from Cape Breton and was elected to Cape Breton Council and then resigned and moved to Halifax and then tried to make a bid for mayor here. And well,
charisma is half the battle. And if he's got the charisma to get elected, then go forth, my friend.
Go forth and make a name for yourself back home in Cape Breton.
Don't be too desperate, though, because then people say he's just running because he's unemployed. He's looking for work. Because I was thinking the same thing. I was going, you know what? I should run for something.
Yeah.
Run real quick.
Well, 2015's coming up soon.
Yeah, let me run. Well, that's all the time we have here for this Wednesday in the Beaver Bank Bunker. I got a great picture I found in the archives. I'm going to post that on tomorrow's podcast for Ooh. Throwback Thursday.
Okay, I'm
yeah,
scared.
Yeah, you're in it too there, baby.
Oh, now I'm really scared.
So, yeah, I look forward to seeing that tomorrow.
Until then.